ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans could soon see some relief when it comes to the high interest rates. More signs the labor market is cooling, something the Federal Reserve is watching as it meets later this month and possibly issues a rate cut. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
Employers added a fewer than expected 142,000 jobs in August, mostly in construction and healthcare, while the unemployment rate dipped to 4.2%. Now, economists say lower inflation coupled with this latest jobs report puts the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates for the first time in 4 years at its meeting later this month. The question now, how much?
The first presidential debate is 3 days away. Former President Trump campaigning in the swing state of Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris remains in Pittsburgh for debate preps. Millions of residents in the south and western states remain under heat alerts, and flood watches remain along the Gulf Coast due to a slow-moving storm. This is ABC News. Christophorus. Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft making a successful uncrewed return from the International Space Station, but two astronauts remain at the ISS until February.
The capsule landing in a New Mexico desert 6 hours after departing the International Space Station.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
Bringing an end to its disappointing test mission to the orbiting outpost. The Boeing spacecraft forced to leave its two astronauts behind. NASA saying the Starliner encountered some problems during re-entry, but landed on target. Boeing not attending the news conference, instead releasing a statement saying in part, "We will review the data and determine the next steps for the program."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. At least four people are dead in Vietnam and dozens injured after a typhoon made landfall along the North Coast. It's the most powerful typhoon in a decade to impact Southeast Asia. Winds are topping 92 miles per hour. Yesterday, the super typhoon hit an island south of mainland China. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Today's forecast calls for sunny skies to continue, then turning partly cloudy and fall-like, with highs only reaching around 66 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds roll in and crisp, with lows dropping to around 42. On Sunday, mostly sunny conditions continue, breezy and warmer, with highs reaching around 75. Staying mainly clear Sunday night, lows dropping to around 53. And for Monday, sunshine continues, but milder, with highs bouncing back up to around 82 degrees. Again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 37 degrees, we're currently at a sunny 59.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Schmidt Woodland Hills announces respite care services. Nicer weather is fast approaching, and along with that, there will be houses to clean, yard work to be done, and summer excursions to take. How will you find the time to fit it all in? Perhaps we can help. Just in time, Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering respite care services. Perhaps you are experiencing caregiver burnout and need to recharge your batteries. Maybe your loved one would benefit from a specialized therapy program to help rebuild their strength. We can work with you to design a program of specialized activities and socialization that is best suited to your loved one's well-being. What could be better than 24-hour care from a highly trained team of compassionate caregivers? The length of the stay can be tailored to individual needs and goals. To discuss your needs in more detail, call 608-647-8931 and ask for Bobby Stoltz to explore the possibilities.
Today is Saturday, September 7th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A body found in Platteville this week is that of a man who ran from police nearly 3 weeks ago. Platteville police say that it's a 43-year-old Derek Eastlick of Wapaka, who was a passenger in a vehicle during an August 18th traffic stop. Eastlick ran from the scene and had not been accounted for until his body was found on Monday night by two people walking in a heavily wooded area. Investigators are working to create a timeline of who Eastlick may have interacted with and where he was during that time. An initial autopsy found no outward signs of trauma, and the condition of Eastlick's remains may make a cause of death determination difficult. Former President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin today for a rally that's intended to focus heavily on the economy. Marking his first trip to Mosinee in the mostly rural central part of our key battleground state. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been talking more about their plans for the economy in the week leading up to Tuesday's presidential debate. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was in Milwaukee on Monday for the Democrats, where he spoke at a Labor Day rally organized by unions. And President Joe Biden was in the rural western Wisconsin on Thursday, his first visit to the state since dropping out of the race. Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point, is once again expected to be tight. The latest Marquette University Law School poll conducted July 24th through August 1st showed the presidential race in Wisconsin to be about even. Wisconsin health officials have initiated a recall of eggs following an outbreak of salmonella infections among 65 people in 9 states that originated on a farm in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said Friday that among those infected by the salmonella are 42 people in Wisconsin, where the eggs are believed to have been sold. The department says the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, among others, through retail stores and food service distributors. The recall includes all egg types, such as conventional cage-free, organic, and non-GMO carton sizes. And expiration dates in containers labeled with Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The department advises anyone who ate the eggs and is experiencing symptoms to contact a healthcare provider. Symptoms can include diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, and vomiting lasting for several days. WRCO's news time is currently 12:10.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Today's news continues. Everyone loves money and would like to have a large amount of it to live a life of luxury. To help make this happen, many individuals buy lottery tickets, enter contests, and even purchase raffle tickets to hopefully win any amount of money that can help financially. Scammers also like to make a large amount of money and do so by targeting consumers, including lottery players who could be targeted by more than one scammer. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
One scam can move into a second scam and into a third, all asking you for money and all seeming legitimate. So what happened here is recently we received a complaint where the scammer was using this escalated series of claims and tricks to steal money. And it's important to note that this really did happen and the person lost over $155,000. So it started when a consumer received a phone call claiming to come from the New York Department of Consumer Protection, and they had indicated that they'd won the Mega Millions lottery, but had not yet claimed their prize. However, you know, in order to receive that prize, the scammer said that the consumer had to pay state and federal taxes plus additional fees. And we've talked many times about how you don't have to pay to win a prize, but that was the first layer of this scam.
When the first lottery scam is successful, unfortunately, other scammers start targeting the victim.
And then what happened is it did snowball because the consumer was next contacted by another scammer impersonating the Colorado Department of Consumer Protection who requested an additional payment. But this time the consumer did become suspicious and didn't pay. And what happened next is that they were later contacted by someone claiming to be from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Now, this person informed the consumer that they were investigating the case and said the previous calls had been a scam. All of them were working together in this situation. But they said the U.S. Department of Treasury could get this consumer's money back, that $155,000 they'd paid, but that they would need to send money to cover the attorney's fees. So very fortunately, the consumer chose not to make the payment. They contacted DADCAP as soon as they became suspicious, and we were able to redirect them and let them know that this was all a scam. But you can see how very easily this can just snowball out of control when you are dealing with what you think are legitimate government agencies, but a scammer is just impersonating them.
After being targeted, it may not be easy to avoid lottery scams, according to Michelle Reinen.
It is a very tangled web, and it can be difficult to get out of these situations because they see that you're willing to engage in that first stage, so then they're going to come up with many more reasons until you cut them off, but they'll continue to try and try again.
If you receive a call and suspect a lottery scam, hang up and contact DADCAP. If you have been scammed, contact DADCAP as well. You can contact their Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland County Fair continues today. It's Senior, Veteran, and First Responder Day. Admission for all seniors, veterans, and first responders who show their ID will be admitted for half price. You can enjoy kids and agriculture activities in the barns until 1 o'clock and life-size balloon creations until 6 this evening. Other activities this afternoon include a pedal pull at 3, Wisconsin Ferris of the Fair from 4 until 6, and the meat animal sale will begin at 5 o'clock. Tonight will feature a meet and greet with musician Ashley Ryan from 6 until 7 and her concert in the grandstand starting at 8. The fair will wrap up tomorrow with the Little Britches Showmanship Contest at 11 o'clock, and Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon. Those traveling to the fairgrounds are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then take County AA to the fairgrounds. Oh, the Places You'll Show is the theme for the Richland County Fair, and the Poultry Show was held on Wednesday night. Awards in the Poultry Showmanship went to in Senior Showman, Abby Blanca, Intermediate Showman, Will Harpin, and Beginner Showman, Tempest Phillips. The Grand Champion Market Poultry went to Declan Jelenic. Reserve Champion Market Poultry went to Mason Jelenic. The Champion Broiler went to Declan Jelenic, and the Reserve Champion Broiler, Sam Harpin. The Champion Roaster went to Melissa Biba, and the Reserve Champion Roaster to Clay Porter. The Champion Duck went to Owen Knuth, with the Reserve Champion Duck to Clayton Lee. Mason Jelenic has the Champion Turkey, and the Reserve Champion Turkey went to Declan Jelenic. The Champion Bantam went to Allie Planka, with the Reserve Champion Bantam going to Clayton Lee. Champion Large Fowl was earned by Sierra Pinkham, and Clayton Lee earned the Reserve Champion Large Fowl. The Champion Pigeon Award and Reserve Champion Pigeon went to Clayton Lee. He was also awarded for the Champion Waterfowl and Reserve Champion Waterfowl. Eleanor Jelenic received an award for Champion Eggs. The Beef Heifer Show was held on Thursday. The Grand Champion Female of Beef Show was won by Morgan Kleppe. Riley Wanick received the Reserve Champion Female of Beef Show Award. Third place Female of Beef Show went to Caden Anderson. Fourth place to Wyatt Storms, and fifth to Ethan Berkram. The Champion Angus went to Ethan Berkram, Champion Chucknina to Riley Banker, Champion Commercial to Morgan Kleppe, Champion Hereford to Austin Lassicky, Champion Shorthorn to Desiree Busher, Champion Cemental to Wyatt Storms, and Champion Any Other Breed and Champion Cow-Calf Pair went to Riley Wanick. Caleb Berkram received the Reserve Champion Cow-Calf Pair. The Richland County Beef Producers Heifer Program Awards were presented to Champion Desiree Busher and Reserve Champion Wyatt Banker. The Swine Show was held on Friday morning. The Swine Showmanship in the Senior Division went to Ethan Berkram. The Intermediate Showman went to Aiden Imhoff, and the Beginner Showman was Bristol Nielsen. Brinley Wanless had the Grand Champion Market Hog. The Reserved Grand Champion Market Hog went to Easton Nelson, along with the Champion Market Barrow. The Reserve Grand Champion went to Owen Kirshner. The Champion Market Guild was awarded to Brinley Wanless, with the Reserve Champion Market Guild going to Aiden Imhoff. The Champion Breeding Guild Award went to Corbin Durst. The Open Class Breeding Guild went to Tiana Wallace, and the Open Class Market Barrow went to Alana Wallace. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Today is Saturday, September 7th. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died August 31st at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Velma Shaw survived by her son, Gary Shaw, and Ethel Jatsky of DeForest, along with 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a brother, Kenneth Pardoon of Richland Center, and many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City, died on Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Terry Fish is survived by 3 children, Kinley and Kristen Fish of Bloom City, Nicole and Mike Wirtz of Monticello, and Derek and Sarah Fish of Monroe. 8 grandchildren, 1 great-grandson, a brother, Monty Fish of Madison, sister-in-law, Mava Fish of Kenosha, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Jim and Ellen Lewis, Lamont and Karen Hornby, Scott and Kim Jonquist, Jay and Stacy Linscheid, Jason and Summer Rowe, and Randy and Monica Fry. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Basketball Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's your day going so far, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a taste of fall across the region with the cool north wind out there and temperatures running about 6 or 8 degrees below normal. This is only very temporary, though, as much warmer air is poised to move back in over the next couple of days. And we should see a lot of sunshine in the week ahead as well, so it's going to feel very summer-like as we get into the early part of the work week. The humidity will be low. Should be some great weather for getting outdoors and partaking in your favorite activity. Great for the farmers for any harvest operations as well. Now, as far as any rain goes, it looks like all that's going to be veering around the Midwest for the next 5 or 6 days, being blocked by high pressure. Possibly toward next weekend, a scattered shower or two could move in, but that's still pretty uncertain. So here's the forecast for the rest of today. We should see sunny or partly cloudy skies. High temperature close to 66, wind from the north generally about 10 miles per hour. A few high clouds tonight and chilly, low at 42. The wind's light and variable. Tomorrow mostly sunny, breezy and warmer, high in the mid-70s. West wind between 7 and 15. Sunday night mainly clear, low at 53. Monday sunshine continues and mild, high near 82, with southwest winds up to 5. Heading into Tuesday, partly cloudy and warm, low 54, high 84. Wednesday, very warm for this time of the year, just a few clouds, low at 56, with a high near 85. Thursday, mostly sunny, continued unusually warm, low in the upper 50s, with highs in the upper 80s. And come Friday, still balmy, with partly cloudy skies, low about 60, high near 86. Again, at least a small chance of a couple of showers returning by Saturday. You enjoy the nice weather out there. Be sure to grab a coat. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at a sunny 60 degrees in Richland Center. We have a barometer reading of 30.06. Wind speed averaging about 5 miles per hour out of the northeast, and no precipitation to report so far today. Yesterday's high reached 68 degrees, and we received 0.06 of an inch of rain. Our morning's low was 37. We had a record high in 1922 of 97 degrees. Record low in 1962 of 34 degrees. Last year's high reached 66 degrees with a low of 60. The sun will set today at 7:26 and rise tomorrow at 6:33. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a sunny 60 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This weekend at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall with incredible deals on wardrobe updates you can wear now and later, like 25% off jeans, denim jackets, and more for her, and 20% off new fall must-have shoes. Get a jump on cooler temps with 40% off coats and jackets for him. Going on now at Macy's. Plus, download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. How's everybody today? That, of course, was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, song written by Neil Young called Ohio, released in 1970. Here is Edwin Starr with War.
Say it again, y'all.
Look out. What is it
to me. Oh, oh, I despise.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth, from 1966. Here's a little bit of Pete Seeger this Saturday afternoon. This is a song that was censored on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, if you remember that show from back way back when. I remember it from my youth. This was originally censored by CBS, and in a later episode, they decided, okay, we'll let you sing this. So this is Pete Seeger with his Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination. Men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, all at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. Where? Waist deep, big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Pete Seeger with his Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. It's time to take our first commercial break of the afternoon. I would like to thank our sponsors of this program. They include Harvest Guest Home Assistant Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental. All sponsors of this program. Thank you very much to each and every one of them. So we will take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we come back and hear a little bit of the Weavers. They will be singing Tsena, Tsena, Tsena right after these messages.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
How important is family support and affection to you? The answer is obvious. It's a basic need, most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Love is the foundation of everything we do here. We have staff who live among our residents, looking after their changing needs, knowing their habits, their preferences, sharing their joys and sorrows. Harvest Guest Home provides personal care and supervision to older adults. But beyond personal care is the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music from a great era with a great host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Chenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Chenda, chenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Chenda, chenda, bump and dance the hora, 1, 2, 3, 4. Boys will envy me for Chenda, Chenda. When the band is playing, my heart's saying Chenda, Chenda, Chenda. Chenda, 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 Chenda
nuts and nuts and nuts. Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts. Come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts. Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts. Come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts. Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Nuts and nuts and nuts. Come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts. Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts. Come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Stand up, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every single nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing, dancing, dancing with the sun.
The Weavers with Tzena Tzena Tzena, an Israeli folk song that was very popular about the time of the creation of the nation of Israel. This is a little bit of Roy Acuff. This is a song called Advice to Joe.
There's a communist ambition now to rule or wreck us all. With atomic ammunition, they would like to see us fall. Peaceful men of every nation would become as common slaves. We'll prevent that situation, better we shall fill our grave. You will see the lightning flashing, hear atomic thunders roll. When Moscow lies in ashes, God have mercy on your soul. Here's the question, Mr. Stalin, and it's you who must decide. When atomic bomb starts falling, do you have a place to hide? Sam will still be living when the smoke of battle's o'er. He will make a noose to fit you. God will close up heaven's door. You'll come face to face with Satan, see the loved ones who have died. So be sure when bomb starts falling that you have a place to hide. You will see the lightning flashing, hear atomic thunders roll. When Moscow lies in ashes, God have mercy on your soul. Here's the question, Mr. Stalin, and it's you who must decide. When atomic bomb starts falling, do you have a place to hide? Just remember, Mr. Stalin, how we both fought side by side. When Hitler and Mussolini had you whipped and how you cried. Uncle Sammy came to help you, gave you strength, we gave you all. And now your great ambition is to see our nation fall. You will see the lightning flashing, hear atomic thunders roll. When Moscow lies in ashes, God have mercy on your soul. Here's the question, Mr. Stalin, and it's you who must decide. When atomic bomb starts falling, do you have a place to hide?
To live for today and to love for tomorrow is the wisdom of a fool, because tomorrow is promised to no one. You see, love is that wonderful thing that the whole wide world needs plenty of. And if you think for 1 minute that you can live without it, then you're only fooling yourself. Listen, please. I'd like to tell you something that happened to me just the other day.
I awakened this morning, I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes, now they're gone. And I looked at my life, it was barren and so bare. Without love, I had nothing, nothing at all. Had a sweetheart who loved only me. There was nothing that she would not give. No, no, I was blind to her goodness, and I just could not see that a heart without love cannot live.
Tom Jones, Without Love, I Have Nothing. Great song. Originally recorded back in 1957 by Clyde McFatter. Actually, I've got a Clyde McFatter tune coming up a little later on the show. But yeah, great rendition there by Tom Jones. Man, there's nothing that he did that wasn't fantastic. Without Love, There Is Nothing. Song written by Danny Small. It is 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon, so we need to break for station identification. And when we come back, we've got a little bit of Kenny Rogers and First Edition.
Thank you for being part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Saturdays with Simo and your host, Chris Simonson.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just a footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died with child. And although your skin was black,
You were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James. With your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek.